And our next question is from Claudia in Wisconsin, and it's specifically about gastric ulcers and what are the clinical signs of ulcers in a horse. And then also Karen in Scotland wants to know if horses' behavior will change dramatically if they have gastric ulcers.
Yeah, for sure. So gastric ulcers, definitely behavior change or reluctance to work or, kind of not perform their normal tasks is something that often will be kind of the first sign that owners pick up on for gastric ulcers. And that relates to the pain from the gastric ulcers, right? But the pain is usually not severe enough that, they kind of show it all the time. It's more, kind of activities that might make the pain of the gastric ulcers worse. And one of the things that we know is that there are two types of gastric ulcers, but the gastric ulcers that occur in the upper part of the horse's stomach, what we call the squamous epithelium, is related to acid splashing up on that part of the stomach, because that part of the stomach doesn't have a good protection against acid, because it's not supposed to have acid touching it. And so the way, unfortunately, that we manage our horses as far as, meal feedings versus constant access to food does, as well as exercise, can predispose them to that acid splashing up. And so that's why we often see that horses will have signs of, behavior change or maybe signs of pain or, discomfort or kind of being, irritated when they're ridden, or when they're, when their tack is being put on, other things like that. So those are kind of some of the classic sort of trigger things that we hear for gastric ulcers. The other one is that hay is actually less stimulating for acid production than grain. And so a lot of times clients will comment that horses will eat their hay totally fine, but will start to not want their grain, either not eat it at all or not finish it. And so that's another thing that might make you think more gastric ulcers. It is the rare adult horse that has colic from gastric ulcers. So, down, looking at their side, rolling, things like that. But it is possible. I've seen really bad gastric ulcers cause colic. Although again, it is not usually that severe. But.